Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Great day today in Moby. Obviously a lot of emotions. You knew it was going to be hard. I mean, this team's been through a lot, you know, this year. We knew it was going to be hard, but I just thought they showed a lot of, you know, emotional and physical toughness, you know, even when things got hard, to find a way to win this game. And, you know, it's a great night in so many ways. You know, before I even talk about that, I just think, you know, I look at our team right now and I you know, we've gone 13 games here without a bye. Right. We had the bye in the early season and now it's been 13. And man, in this league this year and what's going on, it is a physical and emotional grind, you know, and everybody follows the team. You know that. And this team right now, they just keep staying resilient. But I think us having some time off right now is probably a good thing. I think physically, I think emotionally, I told those guys in the locker room, I'm like, I don't want to see anybody in this gym here the next 2 days. I don't care what you do. Well, within reason, right? I do care what you do. Like, I care about these guys deeply. But I don't care what you do. But just, you know, get away from it for a second, emotionally, physically, and let's reset, you know, for the stretch run. We know we've got another key game in the regular season and then, you know, tournament, postseason, and whatever. But I think our group resetting right now is really, really important. You know, as for today, you know, I've been lucky. I've coached so many just unbelievable young men throughout the years. And I've been really, really blessed. But none, I can't think of a group I've enjoyed more than this one. And it starts with those seniors. They're just incredible people. I think you even mentioned to me, Kevin, before the game, just what a great group of guys they are, man. They're just so fun to talk to. They're so accommodating. They're great men. They're going to be great men in whatever they do with the rest of their life. And they've been tremendous players and ambassadors for CSU. So they just really set the standard for what we want in our student athletes. And I can't thank them enough. And, you know, Isaiah, I'll get emotional at top, but what else is there to say? Hey, I mean, you know, I don't know if somebody asked him about his jersey being retired, and I know I don't get to make that decision. But I think there's three athletes here, maybe around in Moby at least, right? Women's volleyball, Becky, Bill Green. Is it Cherry Danielson, I think? Is that what it is? And if number four is not retired in men's basketball, I don't know what else you have to do. I mean, it's not just being a Hall of Fame player. It's being just above and beyond that, a once in a lifetime kind of person and player. And that's what he is. I also realize for me as a coach, I don't know that I'll ever coach another young man like him, but will I ever be able to coach another person who's going to be in the program for 5 years? Who's going to be there for 5 years and play the way that he played from day one, lead the way that he led from day one? That's unbelievable. I don't want to let go, you know, and I don't have to yet. Right. We still got a lot left to play, but you know, it'll even hit more probably after, but it's like, what an incredible person and player. And thought that was so cool for us. I really appreciate CSU doing that, you know, after the game and letting him, you know, get his moment because he's a unicorn that way.
A unicorn indeed. What's up, y'all? We are back with another edition of the DNVR Rams podcast. I appreciate everybody that tuned into the live show this morning. I just wanted to play some post-game audio from Nico Medved and from Isaiah Stevens, reflecting back on this last 5 years, this incredible journey. I'm going to give some numbers here to kind of illustrate just how incredible Isaiah's career has been, how unique of a player he has been in terms of not only the history of CSU basketball, but really the Mountain West. And, you know, Nico is obviously very passionate about the legacy that Isaiah has established and how it should be memorialized forever. He should have his number retired, how it should be up in the rafters. And to me, I don't even know how you could really argue it, especially when you look at some of the numbers. I'll talk about, you know, his legacy from, I don't know, a sappier standpoint, just how what he has meant to CSU is deeper than just the statistical production. But when you look at the numbers, it's just insane. He has 2,267 career points. That only trails Jimmer Fredette, who had 2,599 for BYU back in the day. His 813 career field goals also only trails Jimmer Fredette, who had 838. He has 833 assists in his career, which is more than 200 more than number two all-time in league history, Hunter Maldonado. He scored or assisted on just under 1,700 field goals in his career. That is insane. I know it's a comparison that I brought up a lot, and it's one that I don't use lightly, but that skill set of being able to be the best scorer on the floor, but having the mindset of embracing a team-first mentality and not only being able to facilitate, but wanting to facilitate and looking for opportunities to feed your teammates. It's so rare. It's the Nikola Jokic's of the world. It's prime LeBron James. It's just a different caliber of basketball player. Not only are they more skilled than you, but they're smarter than you. They have better foresight than you do. They can see a play developing long before it happens. And when you can anticipate like that and you're always two steps ahead of your defender, it's just such a challenging assignment defensively, particularly, like I said, with the fact that they're capable of killing you one-on-one. They're capable of killing you with that 40-point game. But really, what Isaiah would love to do is go for 18 and 12, you know, 18 points, 12 assists. And it's just so rare. I don't think I pointed out, I did point out he trails only Jimmer Fredette in terms of scoring in Mountain West history. Obviously, he's the all-time leading scorer at CSU. But I think one of the things that's really underrated about his career is how consistent he's been in league play. He recently surpassed Sam Merrill, the former Utah State baller, one of my favorite college basketball players of all time. After entering the season with 1,102 points scored against Mountain West competition, he is now at 1,352 points scored in Mountain West competition against league opponents, passed Merrill up, who's, you know, a killer. His ability to show up each and every night, though, it's just, again, one of many characteristics that makes him so unique. And I know I've thrown just a ton of stats at you, but that's the thing is, how many guys are going to be capable of leading their league's history in assists by multiple hundred, but you're also one of the most dangerous scorers that's ever lived. You're a two-way player. He only needs two steals to surpass Pierce Hornung for the most all-time in CSU history, currently at 155. Hornung holds the record at 156. He's really done it all for the last 5 years, and it's just been so huge for CSU's success. They've won 20-plus games for the fourth time in 5 years. They've, you know, gone to the postseason, or they will be going to the postseason for the third time. Should have been four times, but COVID prevented one of those. It probably would have been the CBI or something like that in that first Stevens-Roddy year, but they won 22 total games in the two seasons prior to Isaiah Stevens showing up on campus. I know it's not all him. Roddy was a huge part of that. That entire class was a huge part of it. But I mean, just going back to that first year with him on campus when he was the Mountain West Freshman of the Year, and we really got to see just how special he was from his second career game, going for 12 in Cameron Indoor against Duke to having the game winner against Tulsa in Oklahoma. That was double or triple overtime, I believe. That was a crazy game. The game winner against Nevada. I mean, from his very first season on campus, it's just been clear that he's a different cat than everybody else out there. And we have been so fortunate to get to watch this, because there will not be another Isaiah Stevens. First of all, his skill set is just so unique. Finding somebody that could replicate that is borderline impossible. But on top of that, when you factor in just what he has meant to CSU, again, going back to what I kind of teased at the beginning from the sense of what he's meant to this community and just representing it so well. I mean, there isn't a better guy that you could meet than Isaiah Stevens. And to me, if you're not going to honor a guy like that who did absolutely everything the right way off the court, on the court, was a stone cold killer his entire career, statistically is not only the most significant player in your program's history, but one of the most significant players to ever suit up in the Mountain West, who are you going to honor then? Like, who would be worth recognizing? Most guys with Zay's skill set, they're chasing a check. That's just the reality of college basketball in 2024. Even if he stayed for 4 years and was loyal in a traditional sense with that COVID year, it would not have been shocking at all. I mean, we saw it. Guys like Max Asemus, who had stuck with Oral Roberts, but decided, you know, I've got one more. I'm going to go get mine. Who knows what my NBA potential is going to be. I got to get what I can right now. I got to put myself in the biggest spotlight possible. And if Isaiah did that, I certainly would not have blamed him. But again, that's what makes him so unique. He's not a lock to be a guy that makes millions in the NBA by any means. I mean, he's a fringe prospect, and it has nothing to do with how skilled he is or how savvy he is to me. I don't know how a guy like that can't find a roster spot, but I understand he's going to have to break through some ceilings, just given the fact that he's not, you know, 6'4", he's not going to be the fastest guy on the court or anything like that. But because of that, it would have been, you would have been able to see why he could have come to that conclusion. Like, I got to hop in the portal. I got to go get some money right now. And instead, he stuck with his staff. He stuck with the community that's been with him since day one. Now he's going to leave behind a legacy that's pretty much untouchable at this point. I'm going to play some more audio from Medved talking about the Isaiah Stevens legacy and just how unique he is. I asked him to, if he could pick a moment that stands out, what it would it be? And he talked more about just the consistency. It's not really a like a one game moment or something like that. It's just the fact that he is who he is every single day, and what he's been for this program has just been absolutely tremendous. We'll play some audio from Isaiah Stevens post game as well. And then at the end, I'm going to give an update on where CSU was at as far as their NCAA tournament resume, what this next week looks like, how we should be rooting for certain teams based on what it will lead to for the matchups in the Mountain West tournament out in Las Vegas. So a ton happening, but Isaiah's the GOAT. And I think I speak for all of Ram Nation when I say if number four is not up in the rafters next season, it'll be disappointing. You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets for your next big event. With Game Time, it's the fast and easy way to buy tickets for sports, music, comedy, theater, you name it. They're going to have killer last minute deals. It offers all in prices, views from your seat, and the best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. They're obsessed with finding ways to help you save money, and they have deals on tickets to events up to the start of the event, sometimes even an hour after it starts. It really is the best place to find last-minute deals. You can get exclusive flash deals and sponsored deals for tickets on football, basketball, baseball, you name it. With their zone deals, you pick the section, Game Time picks the seats, you're going to save an average of 18%. And with the Game Time guarantee, you're always going to get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the app, create an account, use the code DNVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account, use that code DNVR for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. I also want to shout out Fubo. With 140 plus live channels of sports, shows, movies, and news, Fubo TV is the way to watch TV these days. You can stream from any device. It's the best way to watch the most Colorado sports for the lowest price. You can start watching immediately with a free trial. No contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching. You're going to get 1,000 hours of cloud DVR included at no extra charge. It's awesome. It's the best way, especially with March Madness coming up, the NBA playoffs. You do not want to be left out of all the fun. Go to www.fubotv.com/DNVR to sign up for 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. All right, here's that audio of Nico Medved talking about Isaiah Stevens' legacy. We'll also play some audio from Stevens after that. And then I will give an update on this final week of Mountain West action. It's been a ton of fun this season. A lot still in play, only the 8 and 9 seed in place as of now, start at the beginning of the week. So a lot to keep up with. I'm going to give you everything you need to know. But first things first, here's that audio, and then we'll wrap up.
That's my rant. Yep.
Do you feel like, you kind of mentioned, but everything that's changed over college sports and during his time, that he kind of stuck with everything here, almost exaggerates even more his impact?
I think all that is true. And, you know, he's never been afraid to just be his own person. You know, he doesn't – he's not going to go with the flow or do anything like that. He's not afraid to be who he is in every way, right? And he took his own path, and his path was different, right? He was the one. And I remember when he decided to come back again, he's like, you know, he's not – everybody else has got to make their own decisions, but he's the one who's maybe doing the thing that nobody else is doing right now. But he's going to have his own legacy because of that. And I think he said, and I could be wrong, go back a little, he said, but, you know, one day everybody will be talking about, you know, the person who did it different. And I just, it takes a lot of courage to do that, but the belief in himself and belief in what we're doing, and I'm forever indebted, but I'm just so happy that it worked out the way that it did for him. And it sets him up to other people. You can do that. How cool is that to have a legacy like that someplace? And that doesn't mean right for every person, but boy, that's pretty special stuff.
Is there a moment that stands out to you the most in terms of, like, when I look back on the Isaiah Stevens legacy, this is what comes to mind?
I could do a, you know, 3-hour podcast just kind of talking about all the moments and everything like that. And what's that?
I can help you.
Well, I'm sure. But I mean, to talk about all those things, I don't know if there's one. It's like, what's interesting about that is it's not even the one moment. It's like, when I look back on it, it's like, oh my gosh, like, it's every day. I don't know if that makes sense or not. It's not like I sit there and I look at, there's this moment, that moment. I'm just like, oh my gosh, like for 5 years, it's been every day in practice, every day ready to work, every day ready to compete, every day ready to lead, every day to do what's ever asked of them in the community, every day go to class. I mean, just all of it. I never had to worry about him once. The only thing I would say about him is saying he could be a stubborn dude sometimes, man. Like, we would butt heads sometimes like that. He is a stubborn dude sometimes. And when he gets in a mood, and he'd tell you that, like, let him know every once in a while, you know, we'd butt heads when he'd get stubborn. But it's just the everyday stuff that you just, when you're in it, you take for granted. But that's what I remember the most.
Isaiah, have you realized the impact you've had on this university right now? And if so, what's that moment like, or what you brought to the school right now?
I'm definitely aware of a little bit of the impact. I still like to think I'm not that important, but at the same time, man, just doing right by people. They've embraced me, like I said, since day one. And I've just tried to be a good ambassador for the university, honestly, both on and off the floor. I've enjoyed my time here, and we still got a lot of basketball left to play, but so far it's been a blessing.
Joel, what's it been like for you? Did the know Isaiah play with Isaiah's, you know, see him, broader impact, all that?
Yeah, it's been really cool. On the court, I think we all know what he's like, leader, incredible player, everything, but especially off the court, he's humble, he won't say it, but the impact he makes on everyone around him is bigger than he even realizes, and it's really special to see that and see what he really means to everyone, his teammates, the community. So it's special, and I enjoy it a lot.
Now is a great time to sign up for the Circle K Inner Circle. It's a free membership. It's easy to sign up for. All you got to do is put in your email and phone number, and you're fully enrolled. It's awesome. You're only going to have to put in your phone number every time after that. And what's cool is when you sign up, you're going to save 25 cents per gallon for your first 5 fill-ups. You're going to get 5 Polar Pops for free. You're missing out if you're not signing up with the Circle K Inner Circle. Get a free any size Polar Pop from Colorado Circle K's by texting DNVR to 31310. That's DNVR to the number 31310. Message and data rates apply. Periodic recurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. Sign up at CircleK.com/innercircle for more information. I also want to shout out Breckenridge Brewery. There's no better way to watch a game than having an ice-cold Breck brew in hand. They've been doing it for over 30 years, and it comes down to their love and passion for making good beer. The beer of the month is the Avalanche Amber Ale. You can never go wrong with that. It's a classic. It goes good by itself, good for sitting out on the deck. Pairs well with like a burger or a brat. I also highly recommend the Mountain Beach Sour, especially with summer coming up. Perfect amount of sweetness, perfect amount of tartness. They nailed it. Whatever you're into, check out the Breck Beer Locator at breckbrew.com to find a brew near you. Cool, cool, cool. Before we get out of here, just briefly running through the standings, we've got Utah State and Boise State tied at the top. They're both 12-4 against Mountain West competition. We then have three teams tied at 11-5. That is Nevada, San Diego State, and UNLV. New Mexico is in sixth place currently at 9-7, followed by CSU at 9-8. Wyoming is locked into the 8 seed at 6-10. Fresno locked into the 9 seed at 4-12. The 10th and 11th seeds can still be determined. Air Force currently 10th at 2-14. San Jose State in the bottom dweller at 2-15. What's interesting is, depending on what happens with Air Force and Wyoming on Tuesday, and I think Ram fans should be voting for Wyoming in that one, we want to get matched up with San Jose State on day one. That's not a knock on Tim Miles. I actually really think their guard play is frisky. Cardenas, he's a guy that worries you a little bit. You just don't want to have to potentially play Air Force for a third time, especially after playing them in the Springs. They're a frisky team. I mean, we've seen it all year long. They've gone into the Pit and won. They've gone into Vegas and beaten UNLV by 30. They took CSU to overtime. They're a team that has some juice, sometimes seemingly like more so out on the road than at home. We shall see. Maybe that was the kiss of death from me in regards to Saturday. But we're going to want to see what happens there with Air Force and with San Jose State. If they were both to finish 2-16, which feels likely, Air Force would drop to 11 and San Jose State would jump them, because San Jose State actually beat Air Force twice this season. It's their only Mountain West wins. Now, as far as where CSU ends up, whether it's sixth or seventh, it'll really be in terms of what you should be rooting for based on the matchup. Optically, it doesn't really matter. Either way, you're still playing day one, which is unfortunate. That's where the loss in Laramie especially comes back to bite you, where if you could have just stolen any of these games out on the road and, you know, not blown it at home against Nevada, you'd be in such a good spot. But, you know, such is life. You got to move past it. As of now, it'll be interesting. I doubt that New Mexico would jump past that sixth seed. It's technically possible. They've got Fresno State at the Pit before finishing up against Utah State on the road on Saturday. If Utah State wins that one, probably going to win the league. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if a team like UNM went into the Spectrum Center and found a way to upset the Aggies. Obviously, the talent on that team is on par with anybody in the league. They're really athletic when they're running and gunning. That Lobos team can be a tough draw. In case you're wondering what the tiebreakers are, if CSU and UNM were to finish with the same conference record, they are as following. If two teams tie for a position and one holds a win-loss advantage during regular season play, that team receives the higher seed. Did anybody sweep the season series? No, you split. So then you go to the next tiebreaker, which is kind of wonky, but basically you go to the top of the standings, and whoever has the best record against whoever is at the top of the standings, and you have to work your way down. If it's, you know, you have the same record against the one seed, then okay, who has the better record against the two seed? That's how you determine it. Kind of wonky to me. What's crazy though is we're probably not going to know a lot of this until Saturday in terms of who's going to be playing. I mean, there are a couple teams, if you're in the bottom, the bottom four seeds right now are all locked into playing, or bottom five seeds, I should say, are all locked into playing right now on Wednesday. But New Mexico could potentially get a bye still. Nevada, San Diego State, UNLV, they're all in play to potentially have a bye or to be playing day one. A lot to be determined still. It's going to be a lot of fun. Shout out to all you for continuing to support the content. I'll have tons of coverage from Vegas. I'm really looking forward to the Mountain West tournament this year. Should be as fun as ever, but I'll have plenty of stuff before we get there, obviously, setting the scene. I can't wait. I really can't wait. Again, shout out to everybody that tuned in to the live show. We'll be back Thursday afternoon at 4:15 p.m. We'll go live Sunday morning after the Air Force game as well, and we'll kind of talk about that Mountain West tournament, set the scene for it all. A lot of basketball. This is March, baby. So lock in, Ram Nation. Always proud to be. Peace.
With the cuff khakis, wearing graphic tees, feeling way too trendy. Raps that kill, oh, I'm deadly. Primed and ready like machetes at a deli in New Delhi. Feeling scummy like Martin Scorsese. Turn jam into jelly, then drink it like juice. But water's the truth, so I sip on that too. Skinny looking kid with no car keys, like the only thing I drive is RC RVs. Got the stash like Steve Harvey. Oh, I'm gnarly.